Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Kerr, Bobby, Maggie, and Lelo Berry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas.
Portion 1, Saga 3, 66 FYA, Prompt 5. If I had known it would be my last night on Earth, maybe I might have done things differently, although I'm not really sure how. I was exhausted. I satisfied my needs, made my prayers, this time knowing which direction to pray. However, I did go through some consternation as to the layout of the continents in this ancient time and what direction Mecca was truly in, but accepted that Allah would forgive me. I slept some, but awoke on a number of occasions to a strange cry or sound. Each time I fed the fire, making it roar back to life. My plan was to keep it going throughout the day, which would require collecting a lot more wood. After drinking some water and washing myself a little, I set out on the quest, bringing my makeshift axe with me just in case. It was on my third trip out, as I loaded my arms with wood, that a creature burst out of the underbrush and came for me. It was small, reaching only to my knees, so while I was not instantly terrified, I was by no means calm. I threw the armload of wood at it, hoping to distract it, which worked, and then drew my stone blade. It had a long neck and small head, but its body was plump and round like a turkey. It had been stunned by the logs, and without hesitating, I attacked it, going for the thin, snake-like throat with my stone axe. I hacked away, cutting deep, and was soon drenched in the creature's blood. I had clearly hit a vital artery or vein. It squealed in pain, but I kept fighting, and soon the sounds died down and then stopped permanently. I sat there on my knees, feeling a rush of excitement and sadness. I had just killed this creature, but I had also provided myself with an excellent fresh source of food for some time. Grasping it by the neck beneath the mortal wound I'd dealt it, I slung it over my shoulder, feeling its considerable bulk thump against my back, and headed back to the cave. It took a number of hours in the morning, but eventually I was cleaned up with a fresh supply of water heating up, and proceeded to cook all the meat to avoid attracting any unwanted attention from the fresh kill, but also so that I would have food readily available now whenever I wanted it for some days to come. I collected more of the large leaves that had made for a comfortable bedding last night, and was about to wrap the meat in them when I stopped. What if there was something on the leaf that could get me sick? It just wasn't worth the risk, so I would need to wash them thoroughly first, which required more sterilized water, which meant I would be taking another trip down to the lake. I made sure I had my stone axe, picked up the empty seed pods, and began walking back down the hill. I suppose I could have used seed pods by the lake, but it would require cleaning them out and all that. I kept a steady pace and had my eyes peeled for anything wanting to take a bite out of me. I felt instant relief when I made it to the water's edge once more. I filled each seed pod, hefted them up, and began making my way up the steep hill back to the cave. I was certainly getting my exercise here, I thought. And that's when it happened. There was a flicker out of the corner of my right eye, and then the world exploded bright white. I instantly dropped the seed pods and wrapped my arms around my head, covering my eyes tight. There were roars and cries of pain from dinosaurs that also suffered from a blinding light. I counted slowly to 30, and ever so carefully loosened my grip and took my arms away. My eyes were still firmly closed, but I could no longer sense the bright light through my eyelids. I really hoped this did not mean I had been rendered blind. I took a deep breath and then opened my eyes. I let out a huge sigh of relief. Other than some annoying after images temporarily singed onto my retinas, I could still see just fine. I didn't want to think about how doomed I'd be blind out here in the land of the terrible lizards. I waited a few moments for any further flashes or other events to occur. There were none. But I would now have to go back to refill the seed pods, as most of the water had been lost when I dropped them. With them in hand, I began walking back down the hill once again. And that's when the rumbling began, and then the earthquake hit. I crouched down to my knees, holding the pod steady, wondering how bad this was going to get, and how long it would last. A very long 30 seconds later, it stopped, and the world grew still once more. What on earth was going on? I began walking yet again, but stopped in my tracks when I glanced back at the lake, or whatever remained of it. The water was receding at an astounding rate, as if the lake had a great big drain and something had just pulled out the plug, so the water was now running out somewhere. There were fish and all manner of sea creatures left gasping in the air. Then it dawned on me what this all meant. If the lake had receded, it meant it would return, and return soon, at a terrific speed, and most likely in the form of a tidal wave. I turned and ran back up the hill for the cave, the sea pods of water abandoned and forgotten.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.